Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader. The Evening Standard City Hall editor Ross Lydall is following the Mayor of London on his tour of the US. Sadiq Khan is on a mission to bang the drum for our city and attract more tourists from across the pond after the pandemic. We've been granted exclusive access and behind-the-scenes interviews during this epic five-day trip. Here's Ross to tell you more.
I'm here for the Evening Standard in Times Square in New York, where Sadiq Khan will be unveiling a £10 million campaign to get tourists back to London. Sadiq wants wealthy New Yorkers to get back on a plane to London, stay longer and spend more. After his visit here in the Big Apple, he'll be getting back on a plane himself and clocking up the air miles. He's due next in San Francisco and then Los Angeles before returning to London on Thursday. Some of the details are still under wraps, but you can expect announcements about a tie-in with the London film industry, about one of America's favourite sports, and Sadiq will also be meeting a very famous person. You can also expect a big policy announcement that may well make the front pages back in the UK. So to find out what Sadiq's been up to on a day-to-day basis, keep reading the Evening Standard. I'll be with him every day. After an early morning appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe breakfast programme, Mayor Sadiq Khan was here at New York City Hall for a visit with the Mayor, Eric Adams.
If you haven't realised it, he is from London. He's here to do a tour and visit New York tourism. We just were talking about
it. It's a special moment for Sadiq Khan at the press conference here at City Hall, when New York Mayor Eric Adams described him as the rock star of world mayors and said also that he hoped Londoners would visit New York just as Sadiq is trying to get New Yorkers to come and visit London.
A lot of work to do going forward to get our cities back on track. 2 years of COVID, over 2 years of COVID, both our cities have gone through traumatic experiences, from the economic recovery to climate change and public health. New York and London are working to move our cities forward. And we're proud to be part of the C40 Cities Group, chaired by Mayor Khan. I was just, you know, we get many mayors in this city. Every week there's a new mayor here. But there was a bit of energy with you coming in here. Among the mayors, you like the rock star mayors. You know, people were excited. My team was excited to see you.
So I'm here with Sadiq Khan in his Manhattan hotel. Just for clarity, you're not in Trump Tower. You're in a different hotel.
I got to say, listen, the reason why it's safe for me to come to New York is I checked Trump's in Florida.
What's it like to be back, and what are you most looking forward to?
Well, there is this buzz when you fly in and you see New York. Let me be frank. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one city in the world that compares to London, and that's New York. Well, we're kindred spirits and kindred souls, and it's lovely to be in this global city. I've got a buzz that you don't really get unless you're in New York or London. We are special cities. We are global cities. And one of the reasons why I'm here is to bang the drum for London to a city that gets it, New York. But also, I know how much, you know, New Yorkers, those in the East Coast, but those across the USA love London. Whether it's to come as tourists, to come as students, to invest in our businesses, to do business with Brits, to film in London. And so over the course of the next 4 days, we've got a busy schedule. So I hope you got some sleep before you came, Ross. We're going to spend time in New York. I'm meeting politicians, I'm meeting chief executives, meeting investors, doing American media. We're going to Silicon Valley, meeting with venture capitalists there, spending some time at Stanford University, spending time with angel investors. I'll be taking with me to Silicon Valley and San Francisco some female founders from London who are hoping to expand and get investment. We've also got a Mayor's International Business Program coming with us to San Francisco. We'll be making an exciting announcement in relation to baseball. And then we'll be going to Los Angeles, the culture, creative, glamour capital of USA, not the world, that's London. And that shows, you know, in London we've got it all. We've got, you know, New York's finance, we've got Silicon Valley's tech, we've got LA's culture and creativity, and we've got access to politicians and the rulemakers, which is what you get in Washington in America.
In terms of getting New Yorkers back in London, you're hoping that the Platinum Jubilee and almost the sort of London icons will actually attract them back over to our side of the pond.
Well, I have up my sleeve, and you'll see them shortly, Her Majesty's Coldstream Guards with me, and we'll be unveiling them in Times Square. We've got the cast of Six, the musical about Henry VIII and his six wives. We've got some really iconic London imagery, which we're going to unveil in Times Square, because we know the Americans love Her Majesty, the royal family. They love our historical landmarks. They love our world-leading attractions. They love our hidden gems. They love our accent. And so the idea really is to say to Americans, look, it's been a hard 2 years. You need a good time. Come to London this year, Platinum Jubilee. And by the way, a fantastic new railway line opening up in the next few days. Great gigs from Hyde Park to Wembley, from Rolling Stones to Adele to Elton John to Ed Sheeran. A great theatre from Mark Rylance to Amy Adams in London's West End. It's going to be a great, great time to come to London.
Now, whenever a mayor of London goes abroad, there are always critics back home who say you should just stay within your own city. What's your response to them?
Well, our city needs me banging the drum for London. Why? Because in 2020, when international tourism collapsed, we lost about £10.7 billion from our economy. That's not just money lost, that's jobs lost as well. We need those jobs back, and that investment back. When you look at foreign direct investment in London, in tech companies, we get double that of Paris, more than even Singapore. When it comes to venture capitalist investment, we are number one in relation to Europe. We can't be complacent. But also we've got to remind our friends in the USA that even though we may have left Brexit, London is still very much open. Our underlying strengths are still there. Our geography, we are on the timeline. Our diverse talent pool, our universities. The fact that in London's economy isn't just finance, professional services, it's life sciences, it's tech, it's culture, and so forth. And so we've got to make sure Americans are reminded that London's a place to come.
Sadiq Khan, thank you very much.
You can read more from Ross about Sadiq Khan's trip to the US at standard.co.uk. And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.